On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Lawrence Ross talks about what can go wrong in the workplace. Should an employer pay attention to what's going on in the office?
Most questionably, an employer should. I think it makes no sense for individuals in our litigious society to assume risk of exposure. That's unnecessary.
What's the panoply of problems you see in an office that the boss has to do something about?
There's a whole range of problems that can involve simple, poor, or uncouth, uncivil behavior to more extreme forms of behavior that may rise to the level of bullying or unlawful discrimination or intimidation.
Do you actually get violence, or is it just that constant grating series of problems?
I think many office problems relate to uncivil behavior, which is irritating, inconsiderate towards others. There is a more serious form of misbehavior that is documented that relates to unlawful behavior, whether it's a form of discrimination or a form of harassment, sexual or otherwise. Those are protected against by our law and its developing interpretation in the cases.
Do offices get messed up, torn apart, productivity problems because nothing gets done?
There's no question that the biggest fallout, the largest fallout from this sort of poor behavior is decreased productivity and employee turnover, which makes for a more difficult and unsmooth business operation.
Do you ever get in a situation where you listen to your client, whether you're employer or employee, and say, how could somebody be that stupid to let this continue?
Well, I feel that many employers are sensitive to the capacity and capabilities of their employees. And maybe some of the problem is that you don't wish to terminate a highly successful individual who's extremely competent in his or her field. So you offer a form of excuse or rationale for their behavior. You tolerate a little bit more than you should have, and you let it go for a little bit longer than you should have. And it's in those circumstances that risk of legal exposure arises.
Do you get situations where the social or political or religious attitudes of the boss penalize some people and reward other people in the office?
Sure. You read about these in the newspapers and see it in the media. It's not as frequent occurrence, at least I hope it's not as frequent as occurrence as the reports would indicate, but there are instances of it. And I think most workplaces, though, are pretty well-versed to this problem and take appropriate and quick corrective action when it arises.
Do you get situations where the employees are much more aware of the law and the regulations and the rules than the boss is?
I think that that's becoming more and more common. Many people are more aware of their rights nowadays, not only because we're inundated by articles and by advertisements. Many articles and newspaper reports that make you aware of these increasing rights that we have as individuals, and people are more sensitive to acts that they may perceive as discriminatory against them.
How much say does the boss have over the private behavior of employees?
This arises most frequently in the area of the social media. We've talked at times in the law about the rights of employers to regulate their employee behavior both within the workplace and outside the workplace. And there are greater justifications for limiting the rights of employees, for instance, to use the social media, the internet, for private uses. But that's not too difficult a concept for people to understand, because in the past, employers would limit individuals' rights to make personal phone calls on company time. So that form of supervision is more understandable and more acceptable. It's when an employer begins to regulate outside activities on the grounds that it somehow interferes with workplace or business reputation, that's becoming more and more of a question in our society.
This sounds like two people in the office dating, or two people in the office who are married, or one or the other is married, having an affair. Is this a problem in an office if this is going on?
Sure, there's a tension there, and there are valid reasons why someone might want to regulate employee dating in the office. It's very difficult to supervise someone who you are involved with.
Here on You and the Law today, Lawrence Ross has been here, and we've been talking about behavior in the workplace. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.